Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, another one has been added to the list of murders being charged to Rex Heuermann. Otherwise, allegedly known as the Gilgo Beach Killer or the Long Island Serial Killer. The seventh murder, prosecutors revealed new details tying him to the death of Valerie Mack, whose remains were discovered in 2011. Heuermann, a 61-year-old New York architect, pled not guilty in court as investigators described evidence linking him to Mack's killing. Valerie Mack, who was 24 years old and working as an escort in Philadelphia, was last seen in New Jersey in 2000. Later that year, a hunter's dog found her decapitated body in a wooded area of Marionville, Long Island. Mack's remains were bound with rope, wrapped in a plastic bag, sealed with duct tape. According to the prosecutors, her hands and part of one leg had also been severed from the body. More than a decade later, in 2011, authorities found additional remains belonging to Mack along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach. These discoveries were part of a larger investigation into the notorious Gilgo Beach serial killings. Suffolk County prosecutors stated that mitochondrial DNA analysis played a critical role in identifying a link between Heuermann and Mack. A strand of hair found with Mack's remains matched the genetic profile of Heuermann's daughter, who would have been only 3 or 4 years old at the time of Mack's death. Prosecutors emphasize that his daughter is not suspected of any wrongdoing.
Oh, God. Can you imagine like a 3 or 4 year old as a mass murderer?
No, I really can't. I don't know how they would pick up the web. I mean, I suppose they could.
Hey, I used to be really good like with that Fisher-Price lawnmower. I mean, like, yeah. You put a real blade on that and I could have done some real damage.
That's true. That could happen. You gotta watch those and make sure you don't put the real blade on them.
Exactly.
Yeah. The hairs are just really, it's systemic of a hoarder house is what that is. Because there's hair on everything.
Again, we've talked about this before, Tony. I mean, think about the women that you've been around who have long hair. I used to have long hair. And I know that it would drop. You'd have hair that would drop on occasion. You especially see it in the bathroom if you blow dry your hair. But why is this man always walking around with his wife's hair on him? It's weird.
I'm guessing they don't really do a very good job with their laundry, is my guess, quite honestly. Ugh. Where it's just kind of stuck on there and they don't really fully get it, you know. They need to use, they need to clean the lint trap.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's getting him nailed here. The lint trap. Their lack of cleanliness. He got away with it until DNA stepped in.
It really is. It's the sloppiness of at home that is what got him on this.
Yeah.
Suffolk County prosecutors, we talked about the mitochondrial DNA. Investigators also pointed to a disturbing evidence seized during the investigation. Among Heuermann's possessions were 350 electronic devices containing violent pornography.
Because one's not enough.
300. What does that mean, electronic device? We're talking like 350, like
iPads,
USB phones. Drives. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. Or are we talking like little like USB drives as an electronic device?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure how they define that.
Or a disc or what? I don't know. Maybe discs. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of devices. If we're thinking like phones and iPads, I'm thinking that they're counting other things in there too. That
yeah,
individually,
I would hope so, 'cause that's a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you need that many?
350 electronic devices containing violent pornography featuring bondage, torture, and mutilation. Prosecutors describe these materials as eerily consistent with the condition in which Mack's body was found. A chilling discovery came in the form of a document allegedly created in 2000 that prosecutors believed served as a kill plan. Under a section labeled, quote, supplies, Heuermann had listed items such as a rope cord, saw, cutting tools, and foam drain cleaner. The document, what the fuck do you need? Are you killing him with a foam drain cleaner? What the fuck are you using the foam?
He's probably hoping that things dissolve.
Oh, so like if shit gets stuck in the drain when he's cleaning it up, that, okay. That's fucked up. The document also contained a body prep section. Jesus. You're like, you're fucking sitting there. Who's like sitting there writing this shit down like this and going, oh, I'm a very healthy individual. I should continue down this road. This seems like the right path for me.
Well, and who is that organized? I mean, I wish my life were that organized. It's not.
That's what's so absurd about it is like the person is operating with, you know, a lot of sanity. But what they're doing is not. It's just
I need this to be precise and organized, but yet what I'm doing is so disorganized and dysfunctional, you know?
Yeah.
What a paradox.
Body prep. The note was to remove head and hands. You had to make a note for that, which I also find kind of interesting. Like you had to write that down. Like if you're going to go out and kill somebody, don't you already kind of plan what you're going to do? Do you really need a note to say, oh, shoot, I forgot I was going to cut their hands and head off. Glad I got that note. Otherwise, I would have missed that.
God.
I mean, it's very bizarre, but that's how this person thinks.
And it's hard for us to wrap our heads around it because we don't.
No.
We don't think like that.
No, it's like a totally different program that they're running. And it's, I mean, it's like an operating system, really. I mean, if you kind of think of how most people are running on Windows. and then you got your Macs out there. You got quite a few of those. And then you got some that are on Linux, and then you got some that are like still on like Windows 3.1.
Yeah.
and it's virus infested. and the computer thinks that you want to see pop-ups every time you open your browser. Because that's what it thinks you want. It's just something that's completely different. And that is when you run it through that filter, this is what you get.
More than anything, when we get to trial with this case, I want to know how he justifies what these files are for. Let's just say, Rex, you didn't do any of the stuff, okay? You know, you're not linked to any of the bodies. What's this bullshit filing system and organizational system that you've got going? What's this pertain to?
They're going to say it's planted. I don't see any other defense that he could possibly go with on any of this. Other than that he's being, falsely accused and they're planting evidence on him or something.
Oh, but, so help me God, if we get a Michael Proctor correlation here.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. I mean, but this is why look, the feds did this investigation. So this is done right. This isn't, looky-loo and the, the random, Kerfunkel Police Department that's coming in here and messing things up. So I don't think you're going to have a Michael Proctor in here. At least I hope you don't.
And they've got enough to nail this guy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have touched him at all.
Yes. So it's, I'm not worried about that. But if he's going to continue to plead not guilty, I don't know. I kind of feel like this is never going to go to trial. I think it's just going to keep adding up because here we go. This is another thing, which is a superseding indictment, which will continue to push back any sort of trial date. I just think it's going to keep getting pushed back with more and more victims. And eventually it's just going to be like, he'll plead and he'll be in jail for the rest of his life, but it'll be wrapped up.
Oh God, I hope so.
I think they'll keep finding bodies. It's like BTK. They'll keep finding stuff.
This is such a sick case. I'm guessing people feel relieved at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone. But, I mean, there's a lot of bodies that go on these beaches for a lot of different reasons out there. Jeez. So they're still horrible human beings. Just because this monster's gone doesn't mean this is just one they caught. There's it's like, oh, I caught a fish. Aren't you glad all the salmon are out of the sea now? Like, no, there's a lot more salmon out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. You're right.
In addition, prosecutors said Hierman kept newspaper clippings about the Gilgo Beach killings at his Massapequa Park home. Among the items were a 2003 New York Post article titled Serial Killer Eyed in Lee Slay, a 1993 Newsday article headlined Body Discovered in Woods. Prosecutors argue those items were kept as souvenirs or mementos of his crimes. During his court appearance, Hierman, shackled and wearing a suit, declared, Your Honor, I am not guilty of these charges. Judge Timothy Mazzei ordered that Hierman remain held without bail. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney underscored the importance of seeking justice for the victims, saying, quote, The lives of these women matter. We as investigators understand that. No one understands that more than the families, Tierney said during a news conference. Mark's parents, who attended the court proceedings, did not speak publicly. However, other victims' family members showed their support by presenting roses to Mac's parents and expressing solidarity. They were and they are loved, and they are missed every day by those who knew them, who had a strong bond with them, said Gloria Allred, who represents the families of Melissa Barthelemy, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Jessica Taylor, and Megan Waterman. Outside court, Hierman's attorney, Michael Brown, challenged the prosecution's evidence, specifically questioning the reliability of the DNA analysis. Brown stated that hair samples were recovered more than a year ago and argued that DNA methods used have not been verified in any New York case, basically spitting a lot of word soup there of just randomness. What word am I looking for there? Word salad. Words. I like soup. I think salads or soup's a little more, you don't know what you're going to get when you put that that spoon in the bowl.
Well, it's like alphabet soup. You don't, you know, you're trying to spell words and they don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. But soup, it kind of all flows together. You know, salad's a little more, can be separated easier. You know, you might get a little bit of sausage in there. You might get a little bit of noodle in there. And, oh, look at this. Mom's fingernail fell off in there, too. And
ew,
what is this crunchy?
And a hair.
And a little hair, yeah. And a toenail, a big toenail, just for...
Gross.
Hierman, who was initially arrested in 2003, has pled not guilty to the murders of six other women. Melissa, okay, we already did that. Gilgo Beach, yeah. So it's a fucked up story, and it just continues to get more fucked up by the day.
I just wish we could just be done with him. Can we just get to the trial and be done?
I don't think it's going to ever happen. I think he'll die in court die in prison or in jail. I mean, he's not exactly the spitting image of health. I think you'll have something. I really feel like this is going to end up settling or just not settling, but coming to some sort of conclusion here where it's not going to be on trial and he's going to admit or something, and he'll be behind jail be in jail for the rest of his life.
Well, he keeps saying he's not guilty of this. So I wonder if he's going to be the holdout.
Be interesting. And then suddenly... like you said earlier, suddenly they discover, and Michael Proctor comes into the story.
Oh, God.
And somehow Diddy as well.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus... get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.